Hey guys, Island Turtle here. Welcome to another episode of Island Turtle Talk presented by Balmy Spirit. Whether you're watching this on YouTube or you're listening on Spotify or anywhere else. So I'm excited for this video. Well, I'm a little nervous actually, but also very excited about this video. Is astrology real? I feel like that's such a loaded question, which comes with a lot of loaded perspectives and opinions. But we're going to try to navigate this. There's a lot to cover and a lot that I also want to discuss before we even get into the topic of astrology, because, you know, when we think of astrology, first of all, I was inspired to do this episode because a friend of mine has been contemplating astrology themselves. And it just inspired me because I was like, you know what? Why not? It feels right. It feels in alignment. But when we talk about astrology, a lot of people look to astrology for predictive purposes as a form of divination, which historically it has been. It has been, right? There's a lot of different ways of looking at astrology as far as like Tropic Western, Vedic. We even have more historical ones like Mayan astrology. There's even when you look to smaller tribes, when you look even like into more ancient human history, there's even these niche ways of kind of studying the stars and looking at them for divination and predictive purposes. So this has kind of always been a part of us in our human history, even back when 30,000 years ago, we had the humans of the time. I'm not an anthropologist. I don't know the exact term, but the humans of the time painting the moon cycles on rock walls and trying to understand when to harvest, when to seed, and all of that. That the stars and working with the stars in these cyclical ways, these seasonal ways, looking to them to help guide us has been with us throughout our entire human history. So I definitely want to say that first. But also when we're talking about divination and prediction, you know, humans have a way of getting very attached to details and wanting very specific answers and this will happen and that won't happen. But the reality is we live in a very interesting, complex, ever expansive, ever infinite universe, if you could say, that is ever changing and evolving. Energy flows in a spiral. It flows in a circular, cyclical fashion. It always has, and it probably always will. And because of that, we can always count on things shifting. We can count on things being a spectrum. A spectrum. And that's what I would say astrology really is. It's a spectrum of energy and possibilities that we can use to help guide us. Again, this through my lens of reality. I'll get into lenses in a minute. That we can use to help guide us. But really, when it comes down to it, it is our free will choice. It's our free will choice. So I think astrology is very real, but I do think it has been looked at in a kind of a rigid way, a way of details and storytelling and attachment, which has its place in time. But to really use it for divination, I think it needs to be coupled with the understanding that there are infinite possibilities to experience an energy and how that can manifest physically or how you decide to experience it, okay? Speaking on that, let's get into, so for those who are listening on Spotify and don't know who I am, my team talks to me a lot, my spirit team, my gods, my ancestors, and so they're like, talk more about the spiral. Okay, we'll talk more about the spiral. The spiral, when you even look at celestial bodies, everything is spinning around this infinite universe, so to speak, and they are physical manifestations of how we can witness the energy moving, where it's moving to, where it's moving from, how it's shifting. And that also plays into the predictive divination of looking to astrology and looking to the celestial bodies to help guide us, because we are under the influence of that. So when you think of like, I'm trying to think of how to explain this. So think of any object, even just here on planet Earth, right? Any object is emitting some sort of energy, some sort of heat, radiation, whatever word you want to use for it. If you put a thermal camera on any kind of object, it's going to radiate something. Celestial bodies are no different. So we have these celestial bodies radiating energy, and as they interact with each other, there is some sort of interaction between those two different energies. And also because we are of the universe and we are on a planet that is also in the spinning washing machine of the universe and all this bombardment of radiation and energy off of all these celestial bodies, we are exposed to that too. That energy will reach out and will touch Earth, will affect us in some way, some fashion. We're all exposed to it simultaneously, okay? So that's something they wanted me to hone on and wanted me to talk about, and there it is. But let's come back to lenses of reality and free will and how that plays a factor here. Our thoughts, our beliefs, our choices, our environments, the people we surround ourselves with, all of this helps to shape our reality. All this helps to shape how we experience something, how we choose to experience something, whether we realize it's a choice or not. We're making choices constantly, whether we realize it or not. And that is shapes who we are, shapes the things we experience, etc. Now, when it comes to what, like, how does that meet with astrology, right? Now, before I go into this, this is just my perspective. This is my observation. I am not saying it's an absolute truth. And if you don't resonate with it, that's totally fine. You don't need to resonate with everything I say. We shouldn't resonate with everything that one specific person says either. You know, we have our own wisdom. We have our own truth. We have our own voices for a reason. We should exercise that. And we should practice discernment with all of that. Well, again, while being open to what other people may have to offer, because that's how we evolve and grow as people, right? We learn from others. But yes, definitely have your discernment about you. If something is really resonating with you or not, or you want to take something with you forward or not, right? And same thing with astrology. It's like every astrologer is different. Every astrologer may have studied one discipline, maybe another, and maybe have their own take and own relationships on these different celestial bodies and their interactions from their own personal experience as an astrologer. And so one astrologer might tell you one thing, another one might tell you another, because this is still a science and study, but there is also a level of subjectivity, right? That goes with the experience of being an astrologer. And that kind of is everything. When you think about doctors, right? Like, I think there have been a lot of doctors who have said this, where, like, when you're in the thick of it, you've studied, you've been in your career, like, a third of it is knowledge. A third of it is experience, life experience of just being in that field and doing what you do. And then another third is guessing and intuiting and hoping for the best and trying things, right? And I think that goes to say with that's just coincides with everything that we can do as humans. Okay, but sorry, getting a little off track here. Let's come back. We have this tendency in astrology to be very rigid in saying this will happen and that will happen. These planets, these signs, they're just energies. That's all they are. Their energies we're all exposed to. And so we can take that energy, and then some person can have a really positive experience with it while another has a really negative experience of it, right? But that's all based off of free will choice. So when I talk about astrology, I'm an intuitive astrologer, is like one of the many things that I am. But when I am working in an astrology reading for somebody, or even when I'm just tuning in to the current astrology to talk about it on YouTube or wherever, I am intuiting a lot. I try to tune into these celestial bodies to feel them, to feel the energies, to feel the energy plays that they're playing off of even each other. And that's how I navigate my synopsises. Anyway, grammar's not important right now. Of what does that play astrologically? And then, of course, I'm also a channeler and a seer, so I also get information that way too. But that's how I work. And again, every astrologer works differently. Something that's really interesting right now that I think is also why this is coming up. There's been a debate for a while as far as like what's real, tropic or sidereal. And again, infinite possibilities of truth, right? I think we could learn something from all of the different ways of looking at astrology throughout all time and space and the different ways cultures have looked at astrology and come to our own consensus on that. So that's first thing. I do think we're probably going to see a new form of astrology appear in the next couple of years. I heard maybe five years. Might take a while to kind of decode some things. Won't lie, part of me's kind of wanted to do that too, but that's a lot of work. That's a lot of freaking work. Just saying. But there's been a lot of debate around that. There's been a lot of debate on, well, the earth has shifted. Well, these celestial bodies have shifted over time, because yes, everything does kind of shift. From, again, my lens of reality, the universe is always expanding. And so if the universe is always expanding and you have physical matter swirling around in the energies of the universe, those are also going to shift a little bit. And so has that shift been accounted for? Maybe, maybe not. People will tell you it has through sidereal. I'm not disputing that. But how much has it shifted? Can we really truly, quote unquote, accurately calculate how much things have shifted? Again, I think that's subjective. Some people will tell you, yes, we absolutely can. I think we shouldn't be absolute about anything. I just got pulled to talk about science, but this is not the video for that. Okay, fine. I'll mention it really quickly. Like in the scientific field, when it comes to research and you know, coming up with hypotheses and then proving them wrong, proving them right. I do think in the scientific community there has, and I think we're actually moving away from this now that I'm about to talk about it. I do think that there has been this like long-term period of being really attached to what we've known is true. And so even when we have things coming up that are proving what we thought were true to be false, there is even this resistance to not even being open to that. But that is what science should be. That is what I think reality should be as well. We just should be open to truth changing because everything changes, even truth itself. And I'm getting a little philosophical here. But let's come back. So something that's happening presently that I think is also bringing this up outside of sidereal versus tropic conversation or debate. We're in a really cool period of time where everyone can feel it. Everyone can feel the change that is amidst in the collective and on the globe. And for some, it's exciting. For some, it's terrifying. Again, that's a choice of how we want to experience something, not disputing the validity of either or anywhere in between. Okay. But when it comes to looking at what astrologers are saying right now, and even just how people are communicating and what people are believing, there's a lot of shifting happening. There's a lot of divergence that's happening. A lot of astrologers, I would say more so than ever, are saying drastically different things. There are some people that are really fixated on the doom and gloom of the possibilities, and some that are really fixated on the almost overly positive possibilities. Again, neither are wrong. It's whatever you want to create, right? I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there. What do you want to believe? What do you want to ascribe to? How are you personally experiencing these shifts, right? Along with that, and I've talked about this on my other videos, and it's also part of my 2024 astrology poster synopsis, which links are on YouTube, and I'm trying to get them on the website. But anyway, where I was feeling this, like this past winter, predominantly in January, February, March, and leading up to the eclipse in April, the Aries eclipse, I was feeling this slow liberation of the voice. I was feeling this major dismantling of old things that would get in the way of us just really speaking our truth, acting on our truth, asserting ourselves. We've gone through many, many waves of this the last few years, but this one felt different. This one felt very deep. It felt like getting to the bedrock and roots of how we've held ourselves back, right? And now I'm recording this on March 11th, the day after the new moon Pisces. Now we're entering a period of time where we're going into a new phase of that. That phase, I think, has been really enabled by Chiron working with the North Node in Aries. I'm speaking in tropic astrology for those who are listening. Okay. Now Mercury is about to work with Chiron in Aries and will be for the rest of spring. Because Chiron is about to retrograde, we're entering the pre-shadow phase for Mercury retrograding in Aries. So what does that mean as far as like what that shift looks like and feels like? So Chiron working with the North Node, really getting to the bedrock of how we've held ourselves back, how we haven't spoken up for ourselves, how we haven't been asserting ourselves. Some of us have been looking at that through the lens of masculine energy as well. There's other lenses of reality and truth and thought forms out there. Whatever they are for you, honor them. Now that Mercury's in the mix, now we can really use it. Now we can speak from a truer, more confident place within ourselves and not be afraid to do so. There's going to be a little growing period with that, but we have this liberated voice energy. So coming back to my main point, okay, you might also have been seeing people suddenly make very drastic shifts in their beliefs and being very vocal about it. Whether they've been forcing it on you or just being loud or just being, I need to say this because it's always been here and I haven't honored it. However that looks like in your reality or even within yourself. And I think that's a beautiful thing because I think we all need it. Even though it might be coming with some discomfort, maybe for some people, even like conflict and distortion, no matter which way you cut it, we've all needed to be liberated. The collective has needed to be liberated in this way, right? It's just getting to the core and pure part of all of us. So it's very much needed no matter how it looks. All right. But with that, people are also making more concrete choices as far as this is what I believe and this is my truth and I'm going to act on it. So what happens? What happens in the collective reality when that's happening? Massive divergence. And I could already feel this divergence coming up. It felt very similar to what was approaching as we were approaching 2020 and more so the pandemic energy. Where I could feel there were like these three main collective groups that were going to be diverging. This feels more exponential than that. where, and when I say divergence, I mean where you know people are having a different experience than you, but they're just so not even close to what you're experiencing. Like during the pandemic, we had pockets of people that were experiencing like riots and death and destruction. And then we had other pockets of people that where life didn't change very much at all. And then there was like another one kind of floating in between the two. This feels even more exponential than that. I was like initially feeling like 7-8 different groups of people. So it's gonna be interesting to see how that plays out. But now I'm like, I'm really feeling it and seeing it in the collective. And I think other people are too, where people are being loud, they're being forceful, and they're making choices, and they're taking people with them. And for others, people are just falling out of their reality, right? So we have these very concrete realities that are now coexisting that are very different. We have astrologers saying very different things. That's because it's all a choice. That's because it's all a choice. We're all subject to the same energy, which I feel right now the energy is about liberated voice, changes in information sharing and knowledge and belief systems, communications, education, how we deal with a collective, whether that's family, friends, or literally the collective at large. And what does that look like for everybody down the line, right? There's some other things floating around too, but we don't need to get into that here. So coming back, is astrology real? Yeah, because celestial bodies are real, because the energy that affects Earth is real, because the way that everything spins around itself in this In the spiral that we see everywhere in nature, that we see everywhere around us, that we know without a shadow of a doubt speaks to this quote unquote infrastructure of all things is true. How we look at it is completely personal. I think being rigid doesn't help. I think being rigid and trying to get to this place of accuracy is not conducive to really being in tune with astrology or being able to utilize it in a way where we can really guide ourselves. Just know that whatever the energy is at play, there's also a bigger picture at play, okay? Because of free will, but also because it's almost nearly impossible to account for all celestial bodies when you're looking at astrology. Some astrologers will just purely look at planets in our solar system, right? Like Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, Pluto, right? Some astrologers will take into account dwarf planets, asteroids, comets. Some won't. Some will take into account fixed stars. Some won't. And even then, we're discovering ones all the time, which is also kind of fun. like, how fun is that? Like, the universe is always unveiling little gifts of like, hey, did you know this was here? Hey, did you know that this was actually at planet influence? And when we have certain celestial bodies come into our reality in that way, like we just discover them, I also feel like that's indicative of collectively what is being unveiled in our awareness and our consciousness as a collective in a new idea or a new belief or a new thought form. So I think that's also very cool. But it's nearly impossible to take into account every single thing, every single celestial body in astrology at any given moment in time to have a full picture synopsis. It's impossible. You would have to spend hours, days, and even then, like, then time has passed, then time has shifted, and it shifted again. So as astrologers, in my opinion, all we can really do is do our best with the information that we have in front of us and our own experience, and even intuiting. I think intuiting is so important. We can't be all black and white and factual about things. I know there's a temptation to, but it's ever changing. It's ever changing. And do I think astrology needs to be rewritten? Yes and no. It's like, it's not even necessary, really, because do we really need to understand the full infrastructure and the full inner workings of things? No, because we're living it. We're living it. So it doesn't matter if we understand the logistical, mechanical part of it. We can, but then what? Like, to what end, I guess, is a better question. But again, that's just my lens of reality. So moving forward, if you are watching astrology readings or you're trying to learn about astrology yourself, just know that there's always more than what you're seeing. And yes, as the more you do it, the more experience you'll have in understanding astrology and how it affects you or how it affects people around you, especially if you're wanting to do it professionally. But it's never a nail in the coffin. It's never, this will undoubtedly happen. There are things that are highly likely to happen. Like when we have Uranus in a sextile with the new moon, you can count on some change. I think you could probably count on some big changes happening there, or some big catalytic events that kind of come out of nowhere and surprise you. I think that's, you know, you can count on that. But I don't think it should be so rigid as to say this will undoubtedly happen, because then that's attaching to a story, and that's also not allowing for the realm of possibilities of how you can experience that energy or utilize that energy. Okay. So I guess that's my big spiel on astrology. And if you are like geared towards one discipline more than the other, I think that's cool too. I mean, I talk a lot about Tropic and Western, even though I study others, but I will say if you're wanting to do it professionally, it would benefit you to like look into other ones as well. Only if it calls to you. But yeah, astrology is very real and it's very useful and it's very beautiful. And it's very feminine too, if you think about it, which I think is also what I'm getting at here. I feel like we've looked at astrology and most things through the lens of such a rigid, this is right, this is wrong, very linear way of looking at things, like very absolute, and nothing is absolute. Nothing is absolute and nothing is linear because there are no lines in nature. There are no straight lines in nature. Everything's a spiral. Everything is full circle. Everything is cyclical, and it's beautiful. But I will hop off now because I don't want to blow your brains out too much with all this information. Wouldn't be surprised if some of you feel the need to listen to this again. And if any of you catch any of my astrology videos, or you book a personal astrology reading with me, know that I will tell you the realm of possibilities, and I will mostly focus on current transits, since that gives a little bit more of a close eye view on how things are shifting in the moment versus more long-term effects. Okay. All right, guys, I love you. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you have an amazing day. Don't forget to check out the website, socials, YouTube, all that stuff, and I'll see you later. Namaste.